I think it's only fair that if I write a song, I also get to write a parody about it. So I've written a parody on that song. This is my friend Ray Nadler. I think a lot of you know Ray. A lot of you know Ray and Walt. They're very active, much more active right now in caving than I am. And I have known Ray since I was 10 years old and she was 11. Isn't that cool? We grew up together in Missouri and both started caving in Missouri. Okay, the story about this song, the song tells most of the story. It's all, I'm also not going to tell you which parts of it are true. But basically, I did a lot of caving in Belize in the 1970s. And one of the evening entertainments after we had, you know, if we're camping out in a sinkhole or something for several days, mapping a cave. And after we'd had dinner and, you know, sitting around by the campfire, we would think, okay, well, you know, we need something exciting to go do. Let's go fry red uvaid bugs. And we would get our carbide lamps. And, you know, the caves in tropical areas, including southern Texas, have got these things in them. They are true bugs, Homoptera, I believe, is the proper order. They are also called kissing bugs. Reduviidae is the family, I believe, that they are in. I can't remember the rest, what the genus and species name is, but they are well noted for sucking the blood of mammals, and they like to suck the blood of bats and rats and, you know, whatever other mammals sleep in caves, and that includes us. You know, if we happen to camp out in caves and aren't well protected, and most of us probably weren't in the old days, we would wake up sometimes surrounded by these things. This did happen to me in Belize. And we realized before long, in fact, you know, before about 5 seconds had elapsed, that these things had been sucking on us because they'd be all full of our blood. You know how a mosquito is, you know, when it's finished feeding? Well, these things are about that big. And so on one occasion, several of us, three of us, as a matter of fact, Harriet Topsy, C.J. Russian, and myself, camped out in Tiger Bay Cave in Belize, woke up early, early morning, just as the faint rays of dawn are peeping in the entrance, and we discovered that we're surrounded by bloated reduviid bugs. And we knew that they carried Chagas disease. Chagas disease is closely related to African sleeping sickness. It's another trypanosome. Doesn't cause the same symptoms as African sleeping sickness. It's probably just as nasty, though. Charles Darwin is supposed to have died of Chagas disease. It gets you slowly. And so there was some concern about whether or not we might have been infected, but we had killed all the bugs that we could find. We'd squashed them all flat, so they weren't very good specimens to submit to the lab. And on a subsequent trip to the cave, and also a couple of other trips, we collected some, and the ones we turned into the lab in Belize City all turned out to be negative, but we had heard from another expedition up on the Mountain Pine Ridge that they had collected a bunch of them, and 70 or 75% of them had turned out to be positive. So there was some concern there, but of course, you know, none of us got Chagas disease, as far as I know, and we're all still here to tell about it. So that part of the song is not quite true. But here it goes. It's called Never Let a Reduviid Take a Dump in Your Eye. And that's how they get you. You know, they like to bite you on their face, and then they poop while they're feeding. And then, you know, you wake up and you're rubbing it, and you rub it in your eye, you know, or sometimes they'll just poop right in your eye, too. They're, you know, they're not very discriminating. All right, there's the story. Here's the song. Okay.